The mystery began one warm afternoon around the middle of April, and never mind all that stuff about trying to confuse our enemies. I had just finished checking out a couple of unauthorized sparrows in our elm trees and was on my way back to the office when I noticed something odd. I caught a glimpse of High Loper, the owner of this ranch. Well, he thinks he owns it, and most of the time we dogs play along with the illusion. It works better when the people around here think they're in charge. But we dogs know the real story. We're running things, if you want to know the truth. We give the humans little jobs to keep them happy, don't you see? And on that particular afternoon, I noticed Loper preparing himself for one of those little jobs. Sally Mae had been hinting that it was time for him to plow up her garden. After the hints had failed, she had announced that it was time for him to so forth, and I found him in front of the shed, glaring down at the dusty rototiller, which had sat in the machine shed all winter. He didn't look happy at all. He bent over and blew the dust off the top of the engine, but most of the dust came back in his face, causing him to cough and mutter. He took hold of the starter rope and gave it a pull. The motor chugged but didn't start. He adjusted the choke and gave the rope another pull. Same deal. It chugged but didn't start. He continued pulling the rope for 5 long minutes. By then, his face had turned a deep shade of red, and he was talking out loud to the tiller.
Stupid pig-nosed, cantankerous, dysfunctional piece of junk!
He kicked the tiller with his left foot. Right foot. Who cares?
Junk!
Just then, Slim appeared, wearing a little grin. What's up?
Garden time.
How fun.
You want to do it?
Well, I'd love to, Loper, but I'm real busy. And I think Sally Mae kind of likes your special touch.
Very funny.
Slim craned his neck and looked at the machine.